Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, we were taught that there will be tears in heaven for the things that we should have done and didn't do. Let's continue with that thought. Jesus said that repentance and forgiveness of sin should be preached in his name in all nations in Luke chapter 24. Now think of this as well. Man that was saved, and he did you wrong, and you were unforgiving. That brother is there. That woman is there. You are there. And you both will immediately, I believe, forgive and just hug. There'll be tears. But there'll also be tears just not because of making things right with one another at that moment. But there'll be tears because of the loss reward. Isn't it interesting? We do read in, I believe it's Revelation chapter 7, about him drying all the tears from their eyes. But then we see in Revelation 21, it happens again. That happens after people are cast into the eternal lake of fire. The Bible talks about the Lord requiring their blood at our hand. And I can just see the tears in our eyes as we see people cast into the eternal lake of fire that we didn't even warn them, we didn't try. God impressed on us to witness to them, give them a tract, to send that missionary, and we would not help, we would not give to the mission. We could have given more and we wouldn't. And oh my, oh my, how broken we'll be when the Lord tried to get us to do good. And we did it not. And there'll be tears in heaven. And those tears will be dried at the end of the 1,000 years. So think on this. If you're going to be troublesome to the world, not to brethren. You see, what God wants is back in 1 John chapter 1. Verses 3 through 7. Now, we've gone back to that several times in this study, so let's go back one more time. There we read in 1 John chapter 1, verse 3, "That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us." And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. "And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full." Now, I just stop right there to say, hey, he's saying you can have the fullness of joy. Yet, how can you have fullness of joy if you're regarding iniquity in your heart, and that iniquity is an unforgiving spirit or some other sin? So how can you be in a fellowship, that is a partnership, with those that are not in partnership with an unforgiving spirit, with the sin that so abounds in our lives? Let's go on. "This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." None whatever. Darkness being associated with sin. The Lord God never compromises with sin and unrighteousness. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Wow. We'll see that when we get to 1 John chapter 4 and verse 6, where it says, in verse 5 and 6, should I say, or even there it says, "They are of the world, and therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them." You see, The world represents darkness itself. They push the things of darkness. Sometimes I get tickled at some of the things. I've had them say, "Oh, what's wrong with taking a celebratory alcoholic beverage drink? You've won a championship, or you've done this, or smoking that cigar when a baby is born." Things like, what is wrong with that? And then they'll try to justify drinking of alcohol, although the Bible says wine is a mocker and strong drink is raging, and whosoever's deceived thereby is not wise. Didn't say if you get drunk, you're not wise. It said, no, just be deceived by it. Be drinking. Okay, just to take a drink. It says, you're not wise. But nonetheless, they'll say something like, have you ever drank cough medicine? See, you've had alcohol because there was alcohol in that cough medicine. Please, please learn to be intelligent when you say something. There may be alcohol in that medicine, but you don't go out and get a bottle of cough medicine and say, we just won the championship. Let's drink a bottle of cough syrup. Okay. Why do they use ignorance to try to justify their sin? Well, that's the way the world is. You see, that is just simply the way the world is. He says, we're of God, therefore God knoweth. He that knoweth God heareth us, and he that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. You see, they won't hear God because they don't hear us, because we speak of God, the things of the Spirit. The things of the Spirit are not trying to justify the flesh, the darkness, the world. So if we say, verse 6 of 1 John chapter 1, that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. See, you may believe your own lie, but it's nonetheless a lie. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. You know, I find that interesting. The blood of Jesus Christ cleansed me for my salvation. But that blood is still there at that mercy seat in heaven. And I still, for sin that gets in my life as a Christian, need that cleansing. Just like the Lord told Peter, no, you've been washed every bit, but you just need your feet washed. Your feet, your walk in this world has the dirt of this world on it. And so he washed his feet as a symbolic of separating from the sin, the evil of this world. And part of that is that hatred, murderous hatred. Now, don't forget, we like to think of things as homosexuality, as physical murder, as adultery and stealing and lying and things of that nature as, oh, those terrible sins. But we don't think of our sins as bad sins. We just think of them as respectable. But my friend, there is no such thing as respectable sin. So again, we just read that 1 John 1, 3 through 7. He wants you to walk in light, not in darkness. Walk as Jesus walked. Speak of the things of the Spirit. Do not turn the grace of God into lasciviousness, as Jude, verse 4, tells us. And if you live godly in Christ Jesus, there will be enemies. Count on it. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 12 and 13 says, but all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, and evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So we must understand that if you're going to live godly, you're going to have that against you. But we also must understand that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's not those people that you may have a hate for. Again, be troublesome to the world because you are living godly in Christ Jesus, and your weapons simply are not the same as the world's weapons. in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. And though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now, what are carnal weapons? Selfishness, a critical spirit, anger, gossip, as here, hate in this passage, false accusation, slander, anger, embellishment. You know, I can tell the truth, but I can embellish that truth that it changes the whole thinking. I can say, I saw you. I can tell some people in the church, I saw you and your people at your church. I saw him out drinking. And that could be very true. I saw you out drinking. What I don't tell them is that you were drinking coffee or drinking hot tea or Coca-Cola or iced tea or something of that nature. I just told them that you were drinking. And I try to justify that saying, well, they just assumed something. No. You know the intent of that. You embellish it. And we see you laughing there. You should have seen him. We got to drinking, and then they just carried on in there. See, you can embellish the story. Accusation, false accusation, but, you know, the devil accuses us night and day. So if you want to be like the devil, if you enjoy being like Satan, then just accuse the brethren, because that's what the devil does. You might as well, if you're going to live like the devil, do what he does. Gossip. All these things, they just seem to go towards that. The lies, the anger, all of it. So he says, the weapons of our warfare, that's not what we use in the spiritual warfare. They're not carnal, but they're mighty through God to pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought, how? To the obedience of Christ. Our thoughts are brought into captivity by obedience to Jesus Christ. As believers, we have a responsibility to do that. Every thought to the obedience of Christ. Don't dwell on how they have wronged you. Instead, know the joy of reward in heaven and vindication by not hating, and then leave that person in God's hands instead of yours.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will